T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
But very happy to welcome in Bobby Marks, former Nets assistant general manager. He's now with The Vertical on Yahoo. Good morning, Bobby. How are you?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
Doing really well. So the Warriors win their 9th game in 10 tries last night, coming off the defeat against San Antonio to open the season. Andre Iguodala has one of his bigger performances of the year, but interesting post-game press conference. A lot of people reading too into it when he made the comment about how Patrick McCall might take over for him next year. Based on the financial structure of how this team set up with the Steph Curry deal coming down the pike, is there any chance this team is able to bring back Iguodala last year? Do you think this is his last season with the Dubs?
Well, I think it's going to depend on what his salary is going to come back at, you know, this upcoming summer. And I think if you looked at what a Luol Deng made last July, then that might be a realistic approach that he might not be back. We still don't know what some of these new CBA rules are going to be with both sides trying to hammer out a deal before December 15th. So we don't know if some of these cap holds could be a little bit higher. So that might take, put into the financial equation. You also might have Durant opt into his deal. That's not a foregone conclusion. And if that happens, then certainly you can afford to, bring back an Iguodala or Livingston. But that was always the challenge for Golden State when you went out and got Durant this past summer, as far as it wasn't about this year, but it was about next year, as far as how you can kind of try to keep some of these pieces together.
The idea of Andre Iguodala taking less money to stay in a situation where he's comfortable, how often does that happen in the NBA where guys sacrifice dollars for situation?
Well, I think it has to. I think you have to look at it as there are certain guys that who are either have won a championship or going after a championship. I mean, we saw with David West the last last couple of years in San Antonio. We saw it this year where he opted out of a $10 million plus deal in Indiana to try to win a championship. So I think you have to look at where that player is in their part of their career. He's in his early 30s and everything, and he's made a good amount of money in Golden State and also in Philadelphia. So but he also has, this is probably his last big contract, so I think that all kind of comes into equation. And plus, he won a championship. So is there a different role for him somewhere else? Could he possibly start for a team? Is that what he's looking for? So I think there's a lot of different factors. But also, as you guys know, there's certainly a comfort level there in Golden State, and that all certainly weighs pretty heavily.
Well, Emma Strong, in the world of sports, usually offense entertains, but we understand defense wins championships. You saw last year in Game 7, Cleveland was able to keep them under 100 points, under 90. Do you think this team can win a championship with the way that they're playing, as far as the defensive side of the ball?
Well, it's going to be interesting. And I think when you look at how the schedule, it allows them to at least do the first, 11 games. And now, over the next 10 games, it's going to allow them to figure out a lot of different things with this team. And they have, I think, from a strength of schedule, I think it's 27th, and they've got a little bit of a soft spot. So you're going to be able to, from a defensive standpoint, they're a little bit better on the road. And I think them being on the road right now will certainly help. But you watch last night's game, you really have to, if it's Toronto or another team, you cannot give this Golden State team extra possession. And I think that's what we saw. But there's a lot of teams right now that, from a defensive standpoint, are struggling. You're seeing a lot of these teams with new head coaches are certainly, in the bottom of the league. And when we get to, May and June, I just think it's hard to put an A-level performance for four games to win and beat a team like this right now.
Bobby Marks, former Nets assistant general manager. He's now with The Vertical on Yahoo, doing tremendous work, joining Joe Lowe and Dibs here on 95.7 The Game. Phil Jackson made some news a couple days ago when he referred to LeBron James and his posse in an interview with ESPN, talking about his time in Miami and when he apparently wanted to get the team to stay overnight in Cleveland rather than get back on the plane and fly out. Do you think Phil meant to use the word posse? How did you read that situation? Because this really took on a life of its own. Maverick Carter, James's business associate, took offense to the term. LeBron had to speak out on the term. Was Phil trying to take a dig at him? Or is this just an older guy who really wasn't maybe necessarily sure of the word he was using?
Well, it was the magic word. It's almost like when an NBA player gets thrown out of a game. You know, usually there's one or two magic words that gets them thrown out. And that certainly, you know, it rubbed a lot of people the wrong way, from LeBron's camp to certainly people across the league. And I think when you look back at the interview and we take out the LeBron stuff, there's a lot of things in there you can dissect that Phil should have probably kept his mouth shut. The part where, you know, and he must have gotten this from another team about the incident on the plane when, you know, LeBron wanted to, I guess, host the team for Thanksgiving dinner. You know, he must have gotten that either from Pat Riley or from another team. And you look at a lot of, you know, little pieces that, you know, that's some of the stuff that nobody really has talked about, is that some of that stuff you just keep in house and there's no need for it to kind of get out in the open and everything. And, it just seems like he can't help himself. For him, I think the best thing for him to do is try to figure out what he can do with this Knicks team, who's below 500, and not worry about LeBron James and his group and his business managers, who have done a lot of good things. And I know we can maybe criticize Rich Paul for how he's handled some of these contract negotiations as a hardliner, but those guys have certainly done a lot of good things out there.
And the team currently 5-6, 10th in the East. How much backlash do you hear about the way that the Golden State Warriors were able to go out and Kevin Durant? Is there still some resentment around the league circles for assembling this, quote, super team?
No, I don't think so. Maybe when we get into the spring and we get playing, for the playoffs and it gets shrunk down from 30 to 16 teams and it gets a little bit more magnified. I think, you know, them losing the opening night to San Antonio, I think, diffused a lot of different things, and it kind of, put some of that talk on the back burner. And, you know, it's interesting. We're going to have a new CBA coming in for next year. And the way the rules are and what they'll look like, even with these rules, you know, Golden State would have been able to go out and sign Durant last year anyway. So it's not like they're about to put in a bunch of rules that's going to limit a lot of, a lot of player movement. And I think we've seen the Clippers get off to a good start. We've seen San Antonio get off to a good start. It's not like, you know, Golden State is, 12-0 and there's a bunch of 500 teams. I think we've seen a little bit of some competition up top.
When you think about Draymond, what kind of a player is he? And is he one of the most rounded players in the NBA? Can play the center, can play the point, can play forward. I mean, is he one of the most diverse players you've seen in the league?
Well, he is, and I think when you look at how the league has gone, and, you know, it's I always use the word positionless, and I think that's where he fits in and how it's kind of revolved. And, you know, especially now in how this Warrior team is constructed with Steph and Kevin, you know, Clay is kind of, I guess, the third wheel, and Draymond's the guy who can kind of do a little bit of everything. And I think that's where a lot of teams, you know, miss that piece where, you know, maybe there's a team that has one or two of those superstars, but from a, you know, that safety net, there's not somebody there. And I think that's where kind of Draymond fills that role.
Bobby Marks, former Nets assistant general manager, now doing terrific work with The Vertical on Yahoo.com, joining Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Bobby, thank you so much for your time this morning. We appreciate it. We look forward to catching up again down the road.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.